Number one for classic rock, 97.1 The Point, Fox and McKenzie in the morning. All right, well, I think he's on the phone. I think we got Bert. Hey,
wow,
Bert, how are you, man?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing awesome, man. Welcome to the show. We appreciate it.
No, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, you know, Bert, you and Stephanie have something in common that annoys me like it does annoy your partner, Tom. But you're both horrible texters and horrible at returning phone calls.
I am horrific at it, but I'm admittedly horrific at it. Like, I'm worse with famous people. Like, if a famous person texts me, I will never text back.
Why?
Because I get anxiety about it. I start getting anxiety and go, how does a cool person respond to this? So, like, but here's my question. Now, are you a FaceTime person?
No, God, I hate FaceTime.
Oh, I FaceTime people all the time. I would rather FaceTime you than text you.
No, I think for a woman it's different. I'm like, oh, God, my hair looks awful. I got a wrinkle. This is awful. I hate it.
I got a FaceTime from Shaq, and he was on the toilet.
You know, one thing that you've recently done that I'm so jealous of is you got to hang out with my faves, Jelly Roll and Bunny.
Jelly's like a brother to me. He went on tour. It's funny. Jelly's a really fascinating person, and the sides of him that people don't see, I think, are even more fascinating. I met him a long time ago, and two years ago, he's like, yo, well, can I come out and do your Fully Loaded tour? I want to just do one show. And I was like, of course. So he comes out, brings his crew, does the show, and then he comes up to me and says, next year, can I do a whole week? And I was like, yeah, of course. At the time, Jelly was not who he is today.
Right.
So then this summer, Jelly hits me up. He's like, yo, you still good for that week? Mind you, I don't have money to pay him the money he deserves. Like, he is the biggest artist in the world. Jelly came out and did a week on Fully Loaded completely for free.
Wow.
Paid for his own bus, paid for his own everything. And all he wanted to do was just hang with comics, smoke weed, and talk trash. And we did that in spades. But he's just a real, genuine, heartfelt, loving dude. I love him like a brother. I really do.
Yeah,
isn't that how you are, though?
Yeah, but, you know, but that's also me. So, like, I can tell you about me, but when you're you, you see, like, the phoniness of you that kind of drives you nuts. But you can really I can tell you of all good things about all my friends. Rogan, one of the sweetest, most curious, best friends you'll ever have in the entire world. I guess you could say the same about me, but, you know, you're a little more critical about yourself, you know?
Yeah,
yeah, true.
And don't let Rogan ever give you crap about how much you drink, because one night we were at House of Blues. We went to his show, and literally he had to stop his show in the middle of the show because he couldn't go on.
So. Joe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. It was before a UFC fight. People kept sending him shots of Jaeger, and he's like, stop. So finally he goes, I can't. Let's go. He goes, let's just go gamble and have. I'm not even joking.
Oh, my God. That's so unlike Joe. He is, like, the most measured. When you get Joe wasted, that's my favorite Joe. That's my favorite Joe.
Now, Bert, I got a question for you. When did performing with your shirt off start?
You know, I started doing it, gosh, I guess, 15 years ago, maybe. It was when I was on the road. I was on the road, and I was bummed. I was in, like, Dayton or something, and there was no one at my show, 35 people on a Thursday night, and I realized I have five more of these, and I'm not selling tickets. And I had that bad energy, and as I got on stage, I was like, I got to remind myself this should be fun. So I ripped my shirt off just to make myself laugh, and, you know, cut to 15 years later, it's my brand.
I just thought maybe you were an exhibitionist like myself. That's what I thought Chris was going to ask about, because it seems you just love to be naked.
I do love being naked. And now that my daughters are in college and the house is all mine, I get naked nonstop. I'm a naked person. When I had kids and I couldn't be naked around the house, it was tough for me. I felt like I had married into a Mennonite family.
I
like
get
all
it.
Of a sudden, you know what I mean?
I had met my boyfriend, and I was raised European, so we were naked a lot, and it was just a part of life. My parents were doctors, so it wasn't a weird thing. And so yeah, when I have kids, we were just naked till as long as I was going to be naked. I didn't know what the age was, and I get a divorce, and I meet my boyfriend. He's like, yeah, that's weird. You have a boy and a girl. I'm like, why is it weird, man?
Oh, my wife, listen, it's funny, like, the weird things that your family does that other families don't do.
Yeah.
Like, when we got kids, like, when I was, this is going to sound really creepy. When I was a kid, I had to kiss my dad on the lips.
Oh, yeah, that does sound creepy.
It does, but, like, we all, like, when, as a child, I'd kiss my mom and dad on the lips. Like, that's, and in Florida, when I would see my friends, like, not boys, but, like, girls, we always kissed on the lips. It was like, that's how you say hi. And my daughters, I never kissed my daughters on the lips. And for whatever reason, my wife's Baptist, we never kissed them on the lips. But when I went home, I ran into these two girls I grew up, the Tamayo twins, and I'm with my daughters, and I see them, and they kiss me on the lips. And my daughters are like, you just cheated on mom, dad. I was like, no, it's different in Florida. They're Cuban, guys.
We're on with Bert Kreischer. Now, Bert, tell us about the two shows at Resorts World this weekend.
They're just going to be a blast. I'm not working on a special. I'm just having fun on stage. You know, when you're working on a special, sometimes you can get in the weeds of work. They're still hilarious shows, but, you know, sometimes you're focusing on other things, and it's stressful as a comedian. These are just, I'm not working on anything. My next hour isn't due for 2 years. So This is the exploratory part of stand-up, and this is my favorite thing in stand-up, is just going on stage, screwing around, having fun, getting loose, talking to the crowd, having a few cocktails on stage, maybe smoking weed before I go on, and just partying.
And Bobby Lee's opening, right?
Yeah, Bobby Lee's coming out with me. I told him I was in Vegas, and he was like, hey, can I open for you? And, you know, Bobby's a headliner.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's like legit one of the funniest comics in the country. And I was like, absolutely.
Gosh. Well, Bert, we appreciate your time, man. Continued success. And, of course, the two shows happening this weekend at Resorts World, man. Break a leg.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you getting me on. And listen, I don't expect to text back if I text you.
Oh, listen, I will text you, but I will tell you I'm a little bit of a stalker. So if I show up backstage this weekend, don't be freaked out, okay?
Show up backstage. Have a cocktail with me. We're partying.
I'm trying.
Thanks a lot, guys. Bert. We appreciate it.
You too. Bye-bye.